Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Hello?
Abby?
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, big dog?
I just kind of wound up my work and gonna go to the gym.
That call we had yesterday didn't save. I can't find it. And I sent a message to the provider and asked them. I haven't heard back yet.
Maybe it was disappeared.
Well, it definitely is not there. I couldn't find it. So
wow.
I got a health ticket in. There you go. Lots
there
going on.
Did you see my email that Tony Blair is going to be speaking at my company meeting?
I saw. That's crazy.
Yeah. Man, well, I'm so tempted. I'm so tempted because our company is so pro-vax, like it's going to be the savior, and nobody thinks critically that. I'm so tempted to ask him the question. You know, since this COVID-19 has a survival rate of 99.6%, can you help me reconcile why we would even need a vaccine? And just see what he would say. That would get me fired, probably. My boss would be so pissed at me.
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah, that's the problem. It really is the problem. The elites are not talking. So they're not doing anything because they want a piece of the new Great Reset pie.
Yep.
Well, they're not helping the situation for the people on the ground like you and me.
Oh, hell no. No. Well, you have to self-censor everything now. I mean, it's not just YouTube. It's light, you know? I can tell you, Ab, you've known me for a good bit of time right now.
Yeah.
Today is the first day that I have kind of authentically felt depressed, and I don't know why.
It's not hard to. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's not hard, brother. No, yeah. I know. I actually, when the sun doesn't shine here, it's really hard to stay upbeat. Today, the sun only pokes through for about 10 minutes, and it's overcast and cloudy, and it's super damp.
Yeah, yuck.
Yeah, it's just sort of a shitty day. And, I'm watching all my YouTubes and I'm on BitChute more than YouTube now that I got a good app.
I know. I wish they had an iOS app, man. It just sucks.
All right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. BitChute, the BitSlide app's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I stay away from Apple because they're just too authoritarian about who they allow on their site, and
yeah.
I don't like that. I'm anti-authoritarian. Google's bad enough, but at least they don't go insane censoring apps.
Yeah, that's really crazy. It's really
crazy.
Well,
it's a control. That's why I stay away from Apple. I've stayed away from Apple since 1984.
Yeah.
And
never looked back.
Never looked back.
You're a smart man, Charlie Brown.
Well, you can do the same thing. Get away from them. You don't need it.
Yeah.
Get away from it. You got enough money. Go buy an Android. Go buy a nice... Yeah, I don't even like the Samsung, but it's just sort of one of the top-of-the-line phones, and I use it, and supposedly you kind of got to use what the carrier recommends, because where you are, your carrier has certain bandwidths and frequencies they use, so you want to use all their frequencies to get maximum speed, so
yeah.
I could get a non-specific phone to the carrier, but I might miss out on a few frequencies, and therefore a bit of speed. It'll still work, but... That's my,
hey man,
that's why, yeah.
These days, if you miss out on stuff, maybe that's a positive thing.
Well, I'm just talking about the speed of the phone and the data, really.
No, I know.
Tonight I'm talking, my daughter is talking with Marcus's son tonight at 8:00. We're going to do a little bit of a round table. How's your daughter, by the way?
I don't know. My wife is intervening. She's taking the baton, ex-wife, the baton. And so I'm just kind of waiting for her to get together with her and have her conversation. So,
do you think it's all COVID induced? Or some of it?
I don't know, man. It's just, did I even tell you what the deal was or no?
Well, you gave me a few things. You gave me a few things about it. But I'm just wondering if COVID is just another big layer on top of everyone's life.
Oh, it's absolutely a layer because it keeps her like a recluse, homebound.
Like a wet blanket. Well, everyone's a recluse for the most part.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I know. And everybody's killing themselves by fucking, DoorDash and Uber Eats. You know?
Oh, the girl at work had McDonald's delivered today, and I just said to her, how much was that? How much? Guy dying. No. $15 for a egg McMuffin. I said,
wow.
$15? You know, there's a few bucks in there on the delivery. But I know that's crazy. For a tiny little English muffin with a fake egg on it? I don't know.
That's nuts.
I know.
This takeover, that's why I was getting depressed, is I was just thinking, I'm like, God, they're winning. I mean, because it's even like, I was thinking about the Uncle Odd show, right?
Yeah, good show.
A good show, but it takes energy to do that, right? And, so I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, what's her name? Loma. Levana Loma from Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't know about that person. I know you're doing something with her.
Yeah, she's an activist over in Hawaii and has been doing good stuff on trying to, because in Hawaii they're playing for keeps, man. With the draconian measures, it's just destroying, obviously, any tourism, and that's what makes the world go around over there. So, she's really trying to beat that back and doing really good work and stuff. But and suing people and going to council meetings and things like that. So I applaud her. But I was going to get her on the other day, and she didn't make the call. She had her hour mixed up, and I was like, oh, I should get her on tonight. But it's like, I just don't feel it, you know? It's like, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you more, though, eh?
It's very unlike me. So, it's probably because I have COVID, and, you know, that's one of the symptoms. Depression is a symptom now.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Well, it's a side war. COVID is a mind virus, so if you look at it that way, you definitely have it.
Yeah.
Well, you're a doctor of COVID. You're trying to relieve people of it, and some of the cure is probably affecting you.
Right. Well, and now this full-on onslaught of everything vaccine,
God.
And it's like, with everything coming out about how bad this is, it just boggles my mind still that people, I guess they just don't get that kind of news. the people who are lining up for it, they're just never going to hear anything that contrary to the fact that it's, you know, that William Shakespeare was the second person to get it. Isn't that cool? You know? Wow.
Yeah, I sort of heard about that. Who was the first one? Some 90-year-old person?
Some 90-year-old actress.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah. I just talked to my in-laws, 92, 91. She said she's never had a needle in her life. I said, wow, how'd you avoid that? So I was pretty impressed with her. So I'm not getting it. Which is good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Yana's mom in Russia, she's not going to get it. And
she's not getting the Sputnik? The Sputnik, you know, she can have a little piece of space under her skin.
Yeah, she's not going to get the Sputnik, and doesn't, you know, did you see they're telling the Russians that after you get this vaccine, it's really important for you not to drink for 6 weeks. Show me that clinical trial.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe you can drink vodka.
It's like they just make shit up for the sport of it, to see how stupid people are.
Well, there is an end game. They do want people to be healthier in some way. They're trying to change behavior, so they would like people to stop drinking and smoking, and they've been trying for a long time on those two topics, for sure. Get people to stop. For sure.
I don't know if I agree with you on that. I think that these people don't want to do anything that'll
or by contrary. Well, I'm trying to figure out what they're doing at the bars, because they make them close early. So one idea was, okay, they're trying to get people to change their drinking behavior, but maybe on the other hand, it's not about drinking, it's about socializing. They don't want anyone talking. So that maybe
absolutely.
That's it. Yeah, okay. They don't want
drinking, man, they're... Why do you think that
the liquor stores
now,
are open. The liquor stores are all open.
Not only that, but they changed the laws so that they can deliver liquor to your home now. That used to not be legal. So they're happy to give you anything that will help you kill yourself.
Yeah, you're right. Well, or just pickle yourself so you don't... You're not a danger if you're drugged up or pickled. You're not a danger.
Yeah. Yeah, they want you to just be totally zoned
out. Yeah, that's true. That's
or,
right.
Or distracted, you know, whether it's football games or they just or Netflix or whatever. As long as you're just sitting watching your screen, you know, indulging yourself, they'll give you as much entertainment as they can possibly provide, along with a lot of pornography they're decriminalizing now marijuana. I mean,
it's been like that here for a long time.
Marijuana's been decriminalized up there?
All of Canada since it's been a couple of years, I think, at least 1 year.
But do you have to have a medical excuse?
No. That we had the medical thing going for 10 years.
You can go into a store and buy a joint just like you could go in and buy a beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It pops up. And it's you're allowed up to four plants, and actually, I watch, there's a type of Facebook for neighborhoods called Nextdoor.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see a lot of neighbors posting videos, and one of the videos was someone coming to their backyard and stealing planters. And I thought, why would anyone come to your backyard and steal planters? But then someone said, no, they're stealing pot plants. Now I get it. So they had a couple 4-foot pot plants, and someone stole them. Okay, that makes more sense. Why? Because I was thinking, why would anyone steal a planter in your backyard? But I think they had pot plants on their back porch, and someone just took them. Because it does take a bit of effort to grow. Anyway,
right.
I got. So that would have been worth a few $100, I guess.
Oh. Hey, Ab, my wife's calling me. Let me scoot in here. All right. Thanks, buddy. Good talking with you.
Bye-bye.